it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
Well, indeed we are. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano off today. Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. And you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. They get to hear their names mentioned occasionally. Well, let me tell you, this ain't one of those occasions. It's all about radio on the go, various different ways and platforms that you can get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You know, and whether you're listening on your iPhone or your Android or whatever it is, your tablet, you know what the drill is. You get there, you can use iHeart, you can use TuneIn, you can use Stitcher. You can go to our award-winning website, which is not always easy to say at this time in the morning. Click on the Listen Live button, and there we are. We haven't figured out what kind of an award we won, but we got a couple. They're in the trophy case. They get polished every now and then. That's Robert's responsibility, actually. That's what why he comes in early. But with that being said, look, you can carry us anywhere you go. If you're heading to work, you want to listen, boom, there we are. You're at work, you want to listen. Well, hide it from the boss, but yeah, there we are. So, look, you can acquire this show and everything on the network. It's all good stuff. We have the best interviews, best sports talk in the country. And, you know, especially for us, if you're listening on the American Forces Radio Network, it's something Joe and I are really, really proud of. You're serving this country, no matter where you are in the world, even if you're serviced, stationed here abroad, nationally. What we're about here is just making sure we honor your service. So I'm going to do some of that down in Baltimore as Army-Navy is fast approaching. We'll be on the air on December 9th, coming to you live from Radio Row, and then going to the game on the 10th, and we'll be talking about it on the following Monday. So, again, we'll give you a little more 411 on that as the date gets closer. But as we get ready to step aside, we got a big show in front of us. NFL, NFL, and more NFL. We'll set the table for you and devour the buffet right after this.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit tocowarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
You wouldn't believe it if I told you this was the biggest loss of my whole career. Really? Great for you guys. So what if a bookie gets hit hard? Big joke. Big joke. Never occurs to you that I got a wife and kids like other people. Well, there goes the 2 weeks at camp I promised the kids this summer. What are you going to do with all that loot?
Get an operation so I can play my violin again.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Joe's off today at Bob Black 71 and, of course, at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter is more your thing. We got a lot to talk about today. It's going to be majority NFL. I may sneak a little baseball in there at the very end because people are opting out. A couple minor moves getting made. And, you know, maybe we'll talk about that as well. And it looks like there's going to be a hiring in baseball as well. But, you know, with that being said, got a big NFL show in front of us today. We'll break down all the games. We'll talk to Eric Edholm from Yahoo Sports at 40 after hour number two. And he'll give us an overview on what's going on in the league. We're pretty much at the halfway point now. And, you know, certain trends are happening. There are certain teams that you know are going nowhere. You know certain teams are going to be in the mix all the way, and there's a whole bunch of blech in the middle. And we, you know, we talk about the black in the middle. We call it one of many, but there's a lot of one or many. But there is some separation. There was some statement games made this week as well, as certain teams were trying to define that they are legitimate contenders in this league and not falling into that category of blech. And a couple of them made statements and a couple of them didn't make statements. And, you know, part of the problem in the National Football League, and it's with some of these pedestrian teams, is just the fact that, and with obviously some of the really bad teams, is just the lack of superior quarterback play. And our friend Jason La Conforta, from CBS Sports, who we've had on before, and he's a good guy, and he's a damn good writer, too, made a great point with a couple of these teams that, you know, here you're sitting halfway through the year, and you're either really, really bad and not going anywhere, or you're trying to shore up and surround a struggling team with a quarterback that maybe is not the best. So there are some teams that he suggested change for and some that he didn't. And I want to explore that a little bit before we dive into the games themselves. And you know, look, Kansas City won yesterday, but they're playing Jacksonville. They held out Alex Smith. And you're finding why Nick Foles, who had terrific success under Chip Kelly for a year and then has bounced since then, is a backup quarterback. You know, he had 33 attempts yesterday and he had 187 yards. You know, that's less than pedestrian quarterback play in the National Football League. And they were fortunate to get out with the game. Andy Reid rolled the dice. You know, I'm not a huge Andy Reid fan. But in this particular instance, I understand what he did and why he did it and the fact that I agree with his decision-making process, which I know will let him sleep better at night. But with that being said, they get out with a 19-14 victory against one of the worst teams, and God, we didn't think we were going to be saying this, in the National Football League and the Jacksonville Jaguars. But it also showed the need because, look, Foles has been a starter and a successful starter in this league before, but he falls into that category of the all is not lost if you have to play him for a game or two, but God help you if you got to go any longer than that quarterbacks in the National Football League. And the Chiefs need to go back to Alex Smith. And Andy Reid, at this point in time, recognizing what I have long recognized, and you know the smarter people in the league recognize it. They talk about talent. They talk about acumen. They talk about coaching, everything else. They don't talk about the fact that at the end of the year, usually the best team is the healthiest team. It literally comes down to that. Because the great majority of these teams in this league are supremely talented. They will play, then they lose people. They play, they lose people. They play, they lose people. Yeah, there's some teams without talent. But most teams have a pretty good level of talent on their roster. And through attrition or bad coaching, they don't perform. And at the end of the year, it's healthiest men standing. And Andy Reid recognizes that this team is not going anywhere with Alex Smith standing holding a clipboard on the sideline and Nick Foles taking snaps from center. So he rolled the dice. He's lost his top running back. His quarterback was out. And they managed to get a win against Jacksonville 19-14. Smith will be back. But on the other side of the field, oof-ah. Blake Bortles, what's going on between the ears? And can it be salvaged? Joe and I have talked about it. Look, mechanics are one thing. You can usually fix mechanics. But once it goes between the ears, it's very difficult to deal with. Now, he worked with a quarterback guru with his mechanics, Tom House. Really tried to correct everything. And had a monster year last year. This is why Joe, myself, various different people thought that the Jacksonville Jaguars were going to be a monster team this year. Not necessarily Super Bowl monster, but certainly pushing for the playoffs, trying to qualify the whole nine. Man, he is just messed up. And, you know, good luck with Chad Henne. Again, serviceable backup. Play him a game. Play him two games. And, you know, maybe, dare I say this, maybe Bortles needs to sit a game and just sit and watch, relax a little bit, let Henne go in there, play the game. They're done anyway. They're not going to the playoffs this year. And then maybe figure it out a little bit. Maybe goes back to being Blake Bortles. You know, unfortunately for the organization and probably for him, Gus Bradley's going to be unemployed at the end of the year. And coaches who anticipate that they're sliding down the porcelain commode have a tendency to not do what's best on the big picture for the team. They're focused on keeping their job and their paycheck, which I get. I've been in that position. It's not always the best environment, but, you know, I like getting paid just like everybody else, and I'm sure Gus Bradley does too. But with that being said, if he's looking big picture and he wants to help the organization in the long term, maybe sitting Bortles isn't such a bad idea at this point in time. And that's where Jason and I will disagree in his article. You know, he's being sarcastic. He says, let Chad Henne try to help you win a football game. Well, yeah, maybe. But maybe big picture, he might help you win a lot of football games by just letting the kid sit and figure it out and continue to work on the mechanics. You know, again, late points in a game that they were never in. Now, we'll get into the minutia of it down the line. But with all that being said, you know, again, this is a young guy who had a monster year last year. They don't want to quit on him. And even if they have a new regime coming in, And they've got all kinds of, I got a new GM. I don't think they'll get rid of the GM. Maybe they do. New GM, new coach. You know, let's start from scratch. Well, first of all, they signed a lot of people in Jacksonville to contracts that are prohibitive. They got to get production out of them. And they have a quarterback that has a cannon arm. And they got to figure out how to get him back on track. You know, you don't want to start this organization from scratch again. I mean, literally bottom out and get rid of the quarterback and all the other stuff that goes along with it. So they're going to have to figure it out. And, like I said, Jason's article caught me a little bit today because there are a number of teams that are falling into that category. And, look, we can jump into the games, and we will in the next segment at some point. But, again, bigger picture with these organizations, you need to have a future. And future always starts behind center. If you don't have that, you don't have anything. You can't win. It's the National Football League. You know how it goes. Oh, yeah, throw the ball, catch the ball, score points. We'll talk about that on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. For film lovers, it's that moment in the movie when the song starts playing and the scene takes on a kind of new and more memorable life. As rock music lovers, many of us will most likely have our favorite movie moments when a song took our breath away. How about Pulp Fiction's Twist Contest or the moment Meatloaf roared his motorcycle into Dr. Frankenfurter's lab? Join me, Carrie Cooper, over at focusonrock.com for a deep dive into rock music in movies.
This holiday season, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With deals like a Schecter Demon 6 guitar for just $349, a Blackstar 40-watt combo amp $149, or an American Audio PA for $129. Save up to 25% on gear in every department and make spirits bright for every musician on your list.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Guitar Center's holiday kickoff, going on now, in-store and online.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hey! Hey! Are you going to pay for that?
Talk to the hand.
Not bad. That was a nice new one. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, you, phone number 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And you know, look, we're talking to some quarterbacks here before we dive into the game, and just, you know, as a conversation as such, there's a lot of bad quarterback play going on in the National Football League. There's a lot of great quarterback play going on in the National Football League, but there's a lot of bad quarterback play going on as well. And look, if you are a franchise in this league, you damn well better have a franchise quarterback. I mean, great, going out on the mighty oak. I get that. You know, but you look at Bortles this year. In the 8 games that he's played, he's got 14 touchdowns and 10 interceptions for 2,156 yards. He's passing it at 60%. Big whoop. It's just that's not going to get it done. And again, the offensive line isn't doing enough. The running game is non-existent. And, you know, unfortunately, it's not working out for Jacksonville, and they got some real issues. You know, same deal with the Jets with Ryan Fitzpatrick. And look, this is not any surprise to anybody. And he's become the poster child for getting beat up on. And if you're a fan and he's the starter for your team, when you get this Ryan Fitzpatrick, rightfully so, you're wailing the snot out of him. But, and he got testy about it, and I get it. You know, I'm not, I think guys like that should suck it up. You don't say that the organization quit on you, the coaches quit on you. Fact of the matter is, he's not lying. He's telling the truth. But he's also not performing. You know, as Joe's fond of saying, grand theft football. But with that being said, you know, here it is. Less than 2,000 yards in 9 games. A 56.5 completion percentage in today's league isn't going to get it done. 8 touchdowns and 13 interceptions. He's one of the worst starting quarterbacks in the league. Well, you know, when you have teams that lose, somebody's got to be the worst. And he's right there. But again, another touchdown, but 2 picks. And 1 in the end zone late in the fourth quarter as they give it away yet again. And is Todd Bowles coaching for his job? You know, we've differed on this on this show. I'm believing that he is. I think that's the direction it's going in for him, because it's pretty obvious that Woody Johnson and McCagnan liked the team that was put together. And they're not performing. So your point, we know the quarterback isn't performing. You got to point at the coach as well. So, you know, again, I would put Bryce Petty in there because you ain't going anywhere. But if Fitzpatrick gets ruled out, you may see it, and he may never see the field for the Jets again. But with that being said, you know, Jason has a pretty good point in his article. He's spot on right. With the bad quarterback play, if you're a bad team, you have to take a different approach than some of these other teams. And I'm not saying throw in the towel on the season, because that's not the way the National Football League operates. But if you got a guy that you think might be the future in Blake Bortles, sit him. It's not going to kill him. Let him learn. If you got a guy in Nick Foles that you know can hold the clipboard and hold the fort for a week or two, great. Get your guy healthy. Andy Reid made the right call. If you're the Jets, you know, JETS is in this neighborhood stands for just end the season. It's not the case. You got to find out some things. You have to find out about Bryce Petty. You have to find out if he's ready to get thrown to the fire about Christian Hackenberg, because they drafted him as the future. You don't trade up and take him in the second round. Forgot it. You don't plan on playing somewhere down the line. So, you know, again, a lot to talk about. We got a lot to talk about with the games as well. We'll jump into it, and we'll start in Baltimore, where the Ravens now in first place at 500, tied with the Steelers 4-4, 21-14 over the Steelers in a game that Ben Roethlisberger, as most people thought, nobody was buying the line that he wasn't going to play. And he came back. Landry Jones sat, but it really didn't make a difference as Ben was having trouble moving around. And Joe Flacco throws a 95-yard touchdown pass to Mike Wallace. And the Ravens take care of their business and move into first place. And, you know, talk about setting the tone early. And, you know, look, right off the bat, bam, 95-yard touchdown pass. Wallace is still a quality receiver. He's bounced. He's not quite as good as what he's getting paid, and that's why he bounces. But if you have that kind of weapon and your quarterback can reach him, which Joe Flacco, certainly he could reach me from here, from Baltimore. But they set the tone early. They go up 10-0, they go up 13-0, and then pretty much hold on at that point. Oh, wait, it's 21-0. And, you know, look, they did a good job. They got contributions from everybody. They got offensive contribution with the big play. They got defensive contribution and special teams contribution. Justin Tucker making his field goals. Chris Moore with the 14-yard return and a block punt. They go for the two to get it to 21. You know, and they created a little bit of separation where Steelers were going to have to score a touchdown and make an extra point, which let's not forget, is not a given in this football league anymore. So, you know, look, both teams are struggling. Both teams are not, at least at this point, high quality. Upside for Pittsburgh, if Roethlisberger can stay on the field and be healthy, certainly is higher than that of Baltimore. They just have more talent on the field. But, you know, yesterday, let's give them credit. They got it done. And you defend your home turf, as you're supposed to. And it worked out. You know, I want to see what happens with Roethlisberger. They didn't hide him. Let's put it that way. He was 23 of 45 for 264, 1-1. They're not running the football. And if you're going to give credit to Harbaugh and his staff, that's where you have to give it. They kind of made Pittsburgh throw the ball. They snuffed the run. They, being Pittsburgh, didn't want to expose Roethlisberger to much of anything and take any hits. But he ended up having to drop back 45 times, and he did take some hits. But he managed to stand there. He is one tough SOB. I don't know that there's anybody tougher at that position in football. He reminds me an awful lot of Phil Sims, who just took hit after hit after hit, and after early in his career being injured, just gets back up and keeps fighting. Roethlisberger got a little better arm, not much, but a little bit better arm, because Sims had a huge arm as well. But man, that guy takes a beating. I mean, he truly does. And defensively, you know, again, it wasn't Pittsburgh's defense didn't let anybody down yesterday. They got up after Flacco a little bit, got some pressure on him. They had three sacks in the game. So he wasn't running around shirt clean and all that kind of good stuff. But again, the offense was not able to step up. But like I said, I give a lot of credit to Harbaugh's defensive plan there, because they were like, you're not going to run the ball on us. And, you know, when that happens and you have to put it on a quarterback with one bum leg, well, you know, look, you saw the result. Bell's not having a great year. And granted, you know, part of it, the suspension and all that, we get all that. But he's 376 yards thus far. He's got to step it up a little bit. And he's got to help out his quarterback a little bit. One thing about Bell, and I love his game, he's fast, he's quick, he hits the hole. But he also dances a little bit behind the line of scrimmage, trying to create that home run every single time that he touches the football. Sometimes you just need to go straight ahead. Yesterday was one of those games you just needed to go straight ahead. But Pittsburgh lost the battle in the trenches. And by losing said battle, they didn't give Roethlisberger much of a chance other than to have to throw the football. And they were down big, you know, 21 points to come out of the hole. Tough to do. What wasn't a tough game? Oh, Dallas. Oh, Cleveland. Oh, 35-10. Look, you know what it is with Cleveland. I still think they're not going to win a football game this year. They got out to the 3-0 lead. There was no mercy rule involved, so unfortunately they had to play the rest of the football game. Then it was 7-3. Then it was 14-3. Then it was 21-3. Whoops, 21-10. And then they were off to the races from there. And look, we know what Cleveland is at this point in time. They're a putrid football team with limited talent. The biggest decision this team is going to have to make in the offseason, and I think Haslam's going to stick to the plan. I really do. I think he's finally kind of figured out that you just can't have constant turmoil within your organization and expect to succeed. But I think they're going to stick to the plan. Their toughest decision in the offseason, and we'll get to the game on the other side, is whether or not they hold off on the quarterback for yet another year, depending on the evaluation of said guys coming out of college. It's not going to be an easy call, and we'll pick it up right there on the other side.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
This is painful for every single one of us. There are a couple guys crying in the locker room right now.
Well, I don't know that it's that bad. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And, you know, before we get into the minutia of the Dallas Cowboy-Cleveland Brown game, of which there's not really much to talk about other than the fact that Dallas came out relatively healthy, I pulled up the draft big boards and this is all fluid, and they have their workouts and everything changes and all that kind of good stuff. But, you know, here you are, and you're the Cleveland Browns, and you're a really, really bad football team. Cody Kessler, when he was in there, played some serviceable football. And he was a big-time recruit going to USC. USC was going through multiple coaches and all kinds of crapola going on there. And, you know, maybe he didn't develop on the level that they were hoping. But here you are. You're the Cleveland Brown organization. And you're just bad all over. And chances are pretty good you're going to have the number one overall pick. You just are. And you've got a lot of good draft picks because of maneuvering and trades and all that kind of good stuff. You passed on Carson Wentz and Jared Goff by making your trade. You felt neither one of them was good enough. Well, looks like Wentz may be. Looks like Goff, who knows? You know, he hasn't hit the field yet. But with that being said, and you're looking at the draft, and again, I'm not even going by position. And maybe I can do that here. But I'm looking at the board. And just on the overall, Mitch Trubisky, who Joe loves at North Carolina, is the 8th rated overall prospect. All right, well, you know something? In a league that you need quarterbacks, that's nothing to write home about. And Deshaun Watson's 10. They're the only two up on the board in the first round. Now, we know how it plays out. People roll the dice. Chances are pretty good you're going to reach if you need a quarterback. But, you know, to take it back to the theme at the beginning of the show, and you're looking at franchise guys, and you're looking at the ability to win in a National Football League, well, you know, you don't have a quarterback, you don't have squat. And, you know, here you go, right? Now, again, on the board as it stands right now, Trubisky, Deshaun Watson, Deshaun Kizer, who at the beginning of the season was being talked about as the number one overall pick, 6'4", 230, and he's riding pine. You know, Chad Kelly, who's out, got hurt. He's done for the season. And then it starts dropping from there. You know, you've got Brad Kaya at Miami. You got Mason Rudolph at Oklahoma State. They're projected second, third round. You know, there's nobody there where you're saying to yourself, wow, this is the guy I need. This is the guy that, you know, is going to come in and get it done. It, you know, and you get down to the people who you know aren't going to, you know, they'll get a look because they're athletic, but they're not going to play in the league, the Tommy Armstrongs of the world and guys like that. So if you're the Cleveland Browns and you're sitting there and you've got to figure out what you're going to do with this franchise, and if you end up having a winless season, which hasn't happened in the NFL for a long time, what do? Do you trade out again? Because if somebody needs the number one overall pick, and they're targeting a specific player, maybe it's something you do. Or is that pick, and right now, the number one overall pick on the board. Yeah, let me get him there. But, you know, is the defensive lineman Alabama, out of Alabama, and I'm spacing on his name right now. But, you know, it just, look, you've got, it's a bleep show in Cleveland. And, you know, it's tough. I mean, it's tough. Do you go with Leonard Fournette and just take the approach of Tennessee? You know, but justifying taking a running back with a number one overall pick, that hasn't been done in forever. And just to give you an idea on the variations of the board, right? Now, projecting Cleveland and San Francisco, who stink, they're running 1-1A and putrid. Now, two of the guys on CBS, Rob Rang, Dane Brugler, yeah, you know, it's fun. They throw it up there. We don't care about it, but they throw it up there. Rang has Jonathan Allen going to Cleveland. And Dane Brugler has Deshaun Kizer, who's projected by some in the second round. And then Brugler immediately has Deshaun Watson going to San Francisco. So just what they need, another quarterback who runs around. And you know, but again, there's nothing definitive there. And then he has Trubisky going third to Chicago. So, you know, again, you're throwing this out there, and, man, there's no sure thing. And, you know, it takes us full circle again as to why there's not great quarterback play in a lot of instances in this league. And you know, when you look at it, from a talent evaluation perspective, with these executives, with these GMs, it is really, really difficult to evaluate these quarterbacks coming out. They don't play in pro sets for the most part. And if you get one that does, I got to tell you something. Go with that. Even if you're questioning whether or not the talent level is the same as the guy that's throwing out at a spread, go with that. They're just further along. Again, look at Goff at Cal. He is clueless coming out of Cal, I should say. From all accounts, he is clueless in an NFL system. People I've spoken to on the West Coast, they're like, oh, yeah, we make the quarterback change. Oh, no, 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 no. It's Case Keenum all year long. They don't want Goff to get killed. And that's literally what it comes down to. Wentz has worked out so far. He looks poised. He looks confident. If he had more weapons, they would have won the game against the Giants yesterday. Eli throwing a crappy pick yet again. And I loves me some Eli. But, you know, please. But with that being said, you know, look, you can't, you know, this can't be one of those situations where you get it wrong. And, man, when it comes to the quarterback position, Cleveland has gotten it wrong time and time and time and time again. So, you know, it's a tough haul for them. And, man, they better make sure they get it right. Like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if they trade out. Unless there's just a specific guy that they're targeting. And there's going to be all kinds of pressure. They're going to see the combines. They're going to see, you know, workouts in shorts. Quarterback's chucking a ball, and somebody's going to wow them with a cannon arm. But, man, you better get it right. Because if you get that quarterback wrong again, there will be yet another regime change in Cleveland. Ownership will go bleeping insane. The money ball approach will go out the window. You know, one thing about Hugh Jackson and this team, and you know, we're going to get into it right here with Dallas and Cleveland. This team plays hard. They just don't have talent. 21-10 at halftime ends up being a 35-10 victory. They can give you about a half a football. Kessler didn't play bad, 19-27, 203, and a TD. You know, but it's the way it goes. They're unfortunately, just that bad of a football team. And you know, look, it's rough for the Cleveland fans. It's an old and storied franchise, but they got nothing. And you know, again, they're trying to find out, can Kessler be the guy that perhaps develops? When you look at him, you know, he's got the tools. Like I said, transitional situation at USC, it wasn't good for them. You know, his rating's not bad. He's only got 1,150 yards, but then again, he has limited weapons. But, you know, he ain't bad. Thus, in this particular season, you know. Five touchdowns, one interception. Four fumbles, though. He's got a little problem with ball protection. Well, you know, we're going to see how it plays out. They were going to use RG3 for the year, let's not forget. But, you know, again, I think Hugh Jackson's making the right decision here in that we know what Robert Griffin III is, and he's going to bounce around the league. I don't think he'll be out of the league, but I think he'll bounce around the league, and he's going to be somebody's backup somewhere. But just think about it. 2 years ago, and I throw this out there, and I don't pat myself on the back very often, but when it comes to quarterback play in this league, and that's where we've been focused today at 1-800-878-PLAY, they anoint these guys stars in this league, and all of a sudden, they're backups, or they're out of the league, or they have an odious contract that the team is stuck with. RG3, Colin Kaepernick, Russell Wilson, and Andrew Luck. The new future of the league. The new profile of the league. The stars, the commercials, the whole nine yards. Well, 2 out of 4 ain't bad. Jury's still out on Kaepernick. Doesn't look like it's going to happen, but never know. Jury's decided on RG3. He'll bounce around the league. He's not a franchise guy. And Luck needs to not get killed. To the game. Not much to talk about. Dallas just dominating it. Dak was good. 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. I'll tell you what. He's not only the rookie of the year. He's got to be in the MVP conversation. Coming in under center and performing how he has performed this year. He had one bad game, one struggling game against Philadelphia when Jim Schwartz threw the kitchen sink at him, and he didn't respond particularly well. Other than that, and they won the game anyway. And his opener against the Giants, where, you know, the butterflies are there, you got to get your feet under you. You know, they've gotten it done, and he's gotten it done. God, I hate the Cowboys. Jeez, I hate the Cowboys. I hate talking about them like this. But, you know, when you look at it, this is an all-timer for Jerry Jones and company. And again, I will heed my own words. Let's not put Dak in Canton yet. But his performance this season, I mean, to me, he's clearly the rookie of the year, unless you give it to his teammate. And the performance level has just been amazing. I mean, his regular season, he's got 12 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. It's, please. It doesn't get any better than that. So, you know, strictly from that perspective, you talk about an all-time draft. Prescott and Elliott. And Elliott got drafted first, let's not forget. He's also got to stay on the field, which is another story. But 35-10, they win the football game. First place, they're getting it done. Cleveland, you know, you got a lot to figure out. We'll wrap up hour one on the other side. We'll start on one game carried into the second hour. And then, of course, Eric Edholm at 40 after hour number 2. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right, get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
When, boy? When are you going to get your act together?
Nice. Welcome back to the Attack and an F pleasant sound on a Monday morning. I'm Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Those phone numbers 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. I was debating going into the Chief Jaguar game, but we'll hold that for an hour or two. We'll catch up on the scores and all that kind of good stuff. But hell, you saw the game, so I don't want to just repeat myself. Cowboys 35-10 in control right now as the Giants beat the Eagles yesterday. But they're impressive in a lot of ways. Their defense is stepping up. They got some guys that are catching the spirit of what's going on offense, and they're upping their level as well, and winning is contagious. And when it comes to those kind of things, that's where you get the effort out of your football team. Where they're saying to themselves, you know something, our offense is getting it done each and every week. Look at what this kid is doing in the stead of a borderline Hall of Famer in Tony Romo. And I do have to say borderline. Who's out and who's been the leader of this team for a long, long time. He's getting it done, so let's up our game a little bit and get it done. And, you know, to give you a contrast, here you have the week before, the Jets allowed the Browns to get out to, what was it, a 17-point lead or whatever the concept was, before they finally crawled their way back in and won the football game, albeit sloppily. Browns, nah. They just took care of business. Cowboys, no. They just took care of business all the way around. And that's the difference between a winning football team and a crappy football team. Dallas wins. Jets are a steaming pile. And, you know, look, if you're going to look at it from an organizational perspective, oh man, I hate saying this. Go to school on what the Cowboys are doing. They're figuring it out again. And the product on the field is getting it done for them. And I guess Jason Garrett isn't on the hot seat this year. Yeah. Well, that's it for this hour of the Attack. Like I said, hour two, we're going to have a lot of fun continuing with the NFL as we get to Eric Edholm and 40 after the next hour. Stay tuned for the news. Don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It does not excuse the fact that Hillary Clinton created this mess and she lied about it.
That's Republican Congressman Jason Chaffetz, one of many Republicans questioning the FBI's new conclusion that Democrat Hillary Clinton did not commit a crime when she had a private email server. In a letter sent to Congress Saturday, FBI Director James Comey wrote, agents examined thousands of newly discovered emails and didn't find any reason to change the earlier opinion in July. Chaffetz says,
she lied about it repeatedly. She only had one device. That was a lie. No classified material. That was a lie. She's never come clean on this.
With Election Day tomorrow, candidates Clinton and Trump are both scrambling for last-minute votes. Trump will be in five states today. An Alabama gasoline pipeline damaged by an explosion a week ago is now back in service. This is USA Radio News.
On September 11, 2012, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was faced with a life-or-death decision. Send support to Ambassador Stevens at the Benghazi embassy or do nothing. Hillary Clinton did nothing and allowed terrorists to kill Ambassador Stevens and Sean Smith, Patricia Smith's only child.
But the night before, he told me, Mom, I'm going to die. And that's a hell of a thing to tell your mother. But that's what he did. He says that they pulled all the security from him and the ambassador, and there was no one left over there. They kept asking for security, and no security was coming. Thank you, Hillary.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton ignored over 500 requests for security, and Americans died. Now Hillary Clinton wants to be our commander-in-chief. America doesn't need more bad decision-making from Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton as our commander-in-chief? Deplorable.
The Victory 2016 Committee is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Former U.S. Attorney General Janet Reno has died. The 78-year-old made history as the first woman to serve as U.S. Attorney General. Her death early today, reportedly due to complications from Parkinson's disease.
If she were to win, it would create an unprecedented constitutional crisis.
On the campaign trail Sunday, Republican Donald Trump does not refer specifically to the latest word out of the FBI that former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will not face criminal charges for her email scandal. But Trump says at this stop in Iowa, he has no doubt the FBI will ultimately collect enough evidence to indict Clinton.
We could very well have a sitting president under felony indictment and ultimately a criminal trial.
Aboard Clinton's campaign plane, her communications director says they weren't surprised at Comey's latest announcement.
And we're glad that this matter is resolved.
This is USA Radio News.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
In Georgia, a sheriff's deputy shot and killed last evening. GBI special agent in charge J.T. Ricketson saying two Peach County deputies were shot while responding to a dispute between a couple of neighbors.
They get out, they walk maybe 10, 15 yards or so, and they came under fire. They were both struck. They both went down right there.
But only one of the deputies survived, Ricketson saying other officers called to the scene exchanged gunfire with the suspect, who ended up shot and taken to a hospital. There's no word yet on his condition. U.S. health officials say more than a dozen cases of a potentially deadly drug-resistant fungal infection have turned up in the country. In four of the cases, the people have died, but federal health officials say it's not yet clear if it's the fungus that killed them. The CDC says it's the beginning of a worldwide threat and appears to be spread in hospitals and other healthcare facilities. 13 cases were reported in the U.S. between May of 2013 and August of this year. If you frequent the Apple App Store, you are warned it is littered with fake retail apps, and more than ever right now, hundreds of fake apps have been created just in time for the holiday shopping season. It can be especially dangerous because it opens iPhone users up to the possibility of identity theft. Some of the apps contain malware designed to steal a person's credit card information, so you really got to be careful. Reminding you, if you like what you hear here on the radio, you'll like westernjournalism.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
Now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hey, smoke up, Johnny!
Yeah, well, maybe not. Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano off today, Senator Roberto on the West Coast. Taping it together, easy for me to say. We won't try that one again. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got some affiliates all around the country. They love to hear their names mentioned. They rarely hear it, but we love them nonetheless. Because in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. Radio on the go, radio on the go, radio on the go. Platforms, devices. You're hitting your desk at work right about now. If you're on the East Coast, getting settled in, you're trying to catch up on last night's games a little bit. I'm helping you do that with a little bit of quarterback theory thrown in there as well. But, you know, look, it's devices. The landscape has changed. What's happened in media and the direction that it takes, it's not just about tuning in your radio. It's not just about all that kind of good stuff. You can get us on Sirius, on satellite radio. You can get it Stitcher, iHeart, TuneIn. The platforms are all there. It's archived. It's live. Everything you could possibly want. You go to our AVN award-winning website, and it's there as well. You click on the Listen Live button, and there we are. Almost all the interviews that we throw up on the website, there for you to listen to in case you missed it on one of the shows, and whether it's Bar or Tittle, us. It's all there, it's all quality, and it's all for you on the go, and that's literally what it's all about. Most important to us, however, is the American Forces Radio Network. The relationship that Ron started, all the trips to Iraq, Afghanistan, the troops loved it, he loved it, and it made something really special for this network. We're still a big part of it. We love bringing you a little bit of a taste of home. Little Army-Navy in December, live from Radio Row. We'll be talking about that more as we get closer, and in the game itself on the following Tuesday, I guess it'll be, yeah, after the NFL talk. So that'll be all good. We'll be back right after this short timeout.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'm great. I feel great.
Jerry bringing us back to the attack now. Just kidding. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA, if Twitter is more your thing. Setting the table for hour two, we're going to continue with the games in the National Football League. We'll get to Eric Edholm from Yahoo Sports and the shutdown corner at 40 after the hour. And I want to bounce some things off him. I want to talk about some of the quarterback stuff. I want to talk about, you know, the Browns' possibility of passing on a quarterback in the draft, and you know, and we'll get an overview of the league, some of the legitimation of some of these teams, and also some of the pretenders as we go forward. You know, we had touched on the Chiefs-Jaguar game, and again, the Chiefs eke one out, 19-14. They get away with it. They're 4-0 at home, 6-2 overall, and they beat the Jaguars, who are 2-6 overall, and we'll be looking for a new head football coach at the end of the season. And, you know, again, they did just enough. It's, you know, you're up 10-7 at halftime. You score 9 points in the second half. You squeak it out. I mean, this is what a good team does and a bad team does. Good team finds a way to win. Bad team finds a way to lose. And the Jaguars stink. And, you know, who would have thunk it? I mean, you know, and if you look at it, and you talk about garbage time. If I give you these stats, the old Taster's Choice blind taste test. Jacksonville, 449 yards, total yards, 231 for Kansas City. Here's the biggie. 4 turnovers for Jacksonville, none for Kansas City. Time of possession, even. First downs, Jacksonville 25, Kansas City 10. Your top quarterback's out, your first two running backs are out. Your number one wide receiver, your number one tight end leave the game and you still win. You know, the offensive coordinator gets fired at Jacksonville. He's not able to do anything. The newbie. You know, look, it's Jacksonville's in bad shape. And the AFC West, which is the best division in football, sits there with Oakland, Kansas City, and Denver all in the playoffs as of right now, and San Diego lurking at 4-5. And they're not, you know, look, they're not going to be able to get there. There's just the competition is just too good right now. But, you know, honest to God, I give you those stats. Who do you think won the football game except for the turnovers? Well, you know the answer. And you look at Bortles' line, and yet again, 21 of 41, 252, two touchdowns, an interception. Good enough to win. Didn't. Chris Ivory, 18 carries, 107 yards. I mean, man, Kansas City just gutted it out. The defense was outstanding. They're going to get Houston back at some point in time. Eric Berry is just playing, God, I mean, just on a level that very few people play on. Dee Ford is just off the hook good. You get him and Houston on the other side, and they're going to terrorize quarterbacks. And Ford's just maturing. I mean, he's just figuring it out. It's his third season. He's a monster. You know, do I think Kansas City can get to the Super Bowl? No, because I don't believe in Andy Reid. And, you know, I'm honest about it. I think in the end, he hurts them. But they won this game. They'll play it by ear for another week with their quarterback, and then they'll move on from there. It's just the way it is. But Kansas City getting it done and staying in contention, because like I said, ultra competitive. They got some real issues in that division and trying to come out on top of it. Team that's not going to come out on top of it, the Jets, Jets. They managed to lose the game, late interception. Things get run back. It's Ryan Fitzpatrick out, Ryan Fitzpatrick in. What a horror show. Tannehill just does enough. Ajayi doesn't run for 200 yards, but 24 for /111. And a team that's trending up in Miami, getting it done. And a team that's trending down in the Jets, not getting it done. And, you know, a 96-yard kickoff return with 5:15 left. And they had their chance, and Fitzpatrick throws yet another pick. Can't make it up. So Miami's sitting at second place, 4-4. Buffalo's 4-4, and the Jets are 3-6. And they're going to finish on the bottom. You know. And it took Miami a while to figure it out, but Jay Ajayi is a beast. And the less you ask Ryan Tannehill to do, and the more you ask Jay Ajayi to do, the more football games you're going to win. You know. Now, they're not going to win the Super Bowl, they being the Dolphins, but they got a chance to make the playoffs. And if they do make the playoffs, I wouldn't want to face them. That's a pretty... Gase waited for his opportunity. It's a good organization. You know, a coach that I was wrong about, Philbin, I thought he was going to be a really good football coach. Turned out it didn't play out that way as far as the head football coach went. They made some bad personnel decisions. They still have Tannenbaum, so the potential is there for really bad personnel decisions. But it looks like they got the right coach. See, I always respect coaches that figure something out, and then they have the stones to stay with it. And I don't know what private conversations are being had with him and Ryan Tannehill, or we're not throwing a ball enough, or my stats are bad, or whatever. I never get that kind of indication out of that kid. But the less you ask him to do, the better off you are. And he does have the capacity and the arm in a situation to lift the football team and win a football game for you. You just don't want him to do it 16 weeks in a row. So good win by the Dolphins. Yet another loss for the Jets on a season that has spiraled down the commode. The flushing is all that remains. Eagles lose to the Giants 28-23. Giants go into second place in the division. Eagles drop to 4-4, 1-4 away, two straight losses. Look, the Giants tried like hell to lose this football game. But unlike previous years with Tom Coughlin, they have managed to hold on to leads this year. Eli throws for four touchdowns, has a pick as well. but he got everybody involved. And from that aspect of it, that's what you want. Odell Beckham Jr., 26-yard touchdown. Roger Lewis is turning into a big weapon for Eli. 30-yard touchdown. Another touchdown. 32-yard for Beckham. 32-yard touchdown to Sterling Shepard. Good stuff. He's spreading the ball around. Just wish he had a tight end who could block. Line was better. He got sacked once for 9 yards. They stayed committed to the run. 24 carries. 54 yards, but they stayed committed to it. They stayed pretty balanced. And the defense stepped up big when it mattered, and they turned Wentz over twice. You know, look, he's a young quarterback. It's going to happen. And let's not forget, he doesn't have any weapons. He's got Zach Ertz and Matthews. That's not enough in today's National Football League. They got their quarterback, at least it looks like. We'll see in year two, like I said. Everybody looks good in year one when you surprise the league. But in this case, the old smell test, the eyeball test, Carson Wentz looks like the real deal. They have to get more around him. Better offensive line. Better running attack. Can't believe what Chip Kelly did to that roster. Man, if they had their roster from 2 years ago with this quarterback, they'd be right there with Dallas. Yeah, let's trade everybody. Yeah, wide receivers, who needs them? It's the National Football League. We don't need them. All right, we'll pick it up on the other side. A little more football. We'll get to the rest of the ones, some of the fours, and then we'll get into Eric Edholm and get his take. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. For film lovers, it's that moment in the movie when the song starts playing and the scene takes on a kind of new and more memorable life. As rock music lovers, many of us will most likely have our favorite movie moments when a song took our breath away. How about Pulp Fiction's Twist Contest or the moment Meatloaf roared his motorcycle into Dr. Frankenfurter's lab? Join me, Carrie Cooper, over at focusonrock.com for a deep dive into rock music in movies.
This holiday season, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With deals like a Schecter Demon 6 guitar for just $349, a Blackstar 40-watt combo amp $149,
or an American Audio PA for $129. Save up to 25% on gear in every department and make spirits bright for every musician on your list.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Guitar Center's Holiday Kickoff, going on now, in-store and online.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We'll finish up here on the Giants and the Eagles. Eagles giving up two picks. Landon Collins is a beast. A beast. Giants found their guy on defense. 12 tackles, 6 solos, a sack, and an interception. Olivier Vernon getting to the quarterback as well. The Giants' defense is so upgraded from last year, and the offense coming out and doing what they did yesterday, despite Eli throwing a couple of picks. The Giants, if they just can run the ball a little bit, they're going to be there in that mix at the end. I don't think they're going to win the division. I think Dallas is going to win the division, but you never know. And this was a good win. This is the kind of game the Giants lose coming out of the break, and they managed not to do it. Lions 22, Vikings 16 in overtime. We talked about this one. The strangeness of what went on with Norv Turner. I like what Matthew Stafford's been doing. I picked the upset on this one. Lions go in, take care of their business. They go to 5-4. Vikings lead, slipping away. They're at 5-3. 3-1 at home. You know, I don't know what the hell's going on there, but it's been done with a lot of smoke and mirrors. Stafford's in the MVP conversation. He has to be. Golden Tate with 11 receptions for 79 yards. Eric Ebron, 7 for 92. He's turned into a first-rate tight end. You know, Minnesota made the trade. They rolled the dice. We get it. AP being gone. I mean, most teams, you take the hit. Teddy Bridgewater and Adrian Peterson gone. You're not winning many football games. So it's a credit to Minnesota, but the defense is starting to wear down. Bradford wasn't bad, but they didn't ask him to do much. 31 of 40 for 273 with a touchdown. Got sacked a couple times. He got hit a lot. They can't run the football now. The offensive line is showing the strain. They're not getting it done on either end, pass protecting or run blocking. And they're in a dogfight. I mean, that fast start, well, now it's an illusion. And they're coming back to earth rapidly. They could end up being the Atlanta Falcons of this season. Good win for the Lions. On the road, good win. Panthers managed to beat the Rams, barely, 13-10. Every time I think this team is getting ready to show signs of life, they look like this. And look, they won a football game. And ultimately, that's all that matters. But Case Keenum's still behind center for the Rams. Todd Gurley isn't running the football because they're dropping 8 into the box. It ain't his fault. And for Carolina, Cam is just taking a pounding. And, you know, again, a lot of people don't like Cam. I do. You know, I know him from the Auburn days, and, you know, I was pretty close to the program and all that kind of good stuff. And, the guy is super skilled. But, man, he is taking a pounding, and nobody's calling it. He took 2 headshots yesterday that weren't called. Headshots. One arm to the helmet and the other one helmet to helmet. It's got to get called. And, you know, look, it's easy for me to say it's live action, it's fast. But for crying out loud, you know, you got the official in the backfield. You got to call that stuff. You have to call that stuff. To Cam's credit, he didn't bitch after the game. They won the football game. It makes it easier not to complain after you win. But they're alive in that division at 3-5. I know it sounds crazy, but they got to play better football. Defense did what they were supposed to do. Rams defense is tough. But they just didn't perform offensively. And speaking of not performing, boy, the 49ers, thank God Cleveland's in the league. Let's put it that way. Because if not, there'd be a whole lot of Chip Kelly shouldn't be coaching in the National Football League. 1-7, 1-4 at home. Look, there's no illusions, and you can't put this on Kelly. They're a bad football team. The question is, how are they going to go about doing their business? And, you know, again, excuse me, I'll look at it from the same perspective that I do with the Cleveland Browns. You have so much need on that football team, and you are so devoid of talent in so many areas. How do you go about performing better as a team, and how do you go about restaffing your roster? And do you start at the quarterback position? And I'm going to raise this question to Eric on the other side. I want his opinion on this because, you know, again, personnel decisions with quarterbacks are just the toughest thing in the world to do right now. You know, Colin Kaepernick hasn't been the answer. He was okay. He was actually better than okay. But it was garbage time points against a really bad defense. Now, let's not forget. 24-39, 398, two touchdowns and an interception. Drew Brees is, man, he's a Hall of Famer. How did San Diego ever give up on him? I remember at the time when they made that move, I was like, are you kidding me? And it worked out well for them. They got Phillip Rivers. But Drew Brees, man, 323 yards, three touchdowns. And the San Francisco defense sacked him once. He didn't even lose yards. What was impressive yesterday was just both sides of the ball with New Orleans. Mark Ingram, a buck 58. Hightower, 87. 248 yards on 42 carries. That's pretty damn impressive. And the high speed of Chip cost him yesterday. Again, you know, we've talked about this. You run an accelerated tempo. You're putting your defense out there for extended periods of time. And if they're out there for extended periods of time, you're gonna get exposed, especially when you don't have the talent. Over 80 plays on offense for the Saints. That's a lot of pressure on your defense. A lot of pressure. I wonder if he ends up going back to Oregon. Because their coach is going to get fired. There'd be instant credibility again. He could run that stuff on a college level. I'm not so sure he could do it on a pro level. I don't know. Interesting question I raise. I amaze myself sometimes. Nah. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. Moving right along here. In a game that was really entertaining, the aforementioned Phillip Rivers and his San Diego Chargers, 43-35 over the Tennessee Titans in just a shootout game. And, you know, something we, Joe and I both believe, that Tennessee can't get in shootouts and win football games. Well, they damn near did yesterday. But Mariota turns the ball over. And again, it was key interceptions in this game. They ran the ball well, but once it turned into a shootout, they had to get away from the run and put it on Mariota's arm, and he makes mistakes. And this is where it cost. Phillip Rivers was clean. Melvin Gordon's a beast. You remember last year? Everybody was talking about Melvin Gordon doesn't hit the hole hard, dances around too much. He ain't that good. He ain't that good, huh? Might want to revisit that. 768 yards and 9 touchdowns this year. He's figured it out. It's amazing when you're a quarterback and you have a running back on that level what you can do. You know, like I said, Tennessee had to get away from their game. And again, that no-name defense of Tennessee's, which is very good. But unfortunately for them, they're putting an awful lot of pressure on it. And on a week-in, week-out basis, they're wearing down. It's a long season. They're wearing down. And it happens. Believe me when I tell you. Good win for the Chargers. Staying within hailing distance, and that's not the easiest thing to do in that division. This is a game I'm going to skip over a little bit because I want to talk to Eric about this one. But Colts beat the Packers in Lambeau, 31-26. And, you know, if you heard the post-game quotes out of Aaron Rodgers, it was very unique. And I'm wondering, or I'm starting to wonder, what's going on in that locker room. Because it sounds as if there's some discord. It sounds as if some people are questioning Aaron Rodgers, which I can't even remotely believe. And I'm wondering whether or not he and the coach are on the same page. And once that starts to happen, I mean, Mike McCarthy's been there a long, long time. And the Green Bay Packers are a very stable organization. But with that being said, I didn't like what I heard coming out of Aaron Rodgers. I didn't like what I heard about his teammates. I didn't like what I heard about the energy and the overall theme of perhaps throwing the coach under the bus, which he didn't do verbally. But you kind of got the impression he ain't thrilled with what's going on in Green Bay. We'll pick it up with Eric Edholm right after this.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe's off today. Sending Roberto out on the coast, duct taping this mess together. 1-800-878-PLAY again. We're going to put the phones on hold here for a couple of minutes as we're joined by Eric Edholm. Eric from Yahoo Sports and the Shutdown Corner. And he joins us on the Attack. Good friend of the show and nobody better about talking about the National Football League. Good morning, Eric. Bob here. Nice to have you back with us.
Too kind. I don't know if I'm the best, but I'll take it. I appreciate that kind of compliment on a Monday morning.
Hey, listen, man, you know, we all have rough weekends. I certainly had my head. I was cleaning a shelf, right? And yeah. I have a tendency to buy stuff in bulk every once in a while. And
okay.
Like, I love various herbs and spices and whatever, and I use a lot of mushrooms when I cook. So I had this 2-pound jar of mushrooms on the top shelf, and I was trying to wipe the shelf, and I was reaching for it, and I didn't see it. And the shelf gave way, and it cracked my head.
Oh, no.
Fell off the shelf and got me square in the head. I looked like a Warner Brothers cartoon character wandering around the room with the little birds flying above my head.
Well, I mean, as you're telling this story, first of all, this sounds like me. I love to cook. I've got the whole spice rack, and I've got, you know, my wife is saying, you got to clean the kitchen out and all this stuff. So I'm also known to be a little bit clumsy here and there, so I can picture this very same thing happening to me. So I'm right there with you, man.
Oh, my goodness. I honestly, I don't even know where the second lump came from. But, you know, later on in the day, I had these 2 golf ball-sized lumps on my head.
Gosh.
And I'm sitting there with an ice pack on my head watching football going, oh, this is turning out to be a really good day.
Oh, my. I can't even imagine.
Hey, I've been wandering around a little bit on this show, and which I am wont to do every now and then. But I started talking about quarterback play in the league. And, you know, look, some of the quarterback needs are pretty obvious. But what I started getting into was the fact that you have a couple of teams in the National Football League that are going nowhere. And, in my opinion, need to see what they have. But I think it's also hard when you're a coach who's fighting for your job, and I'm going to target in on 2 of them, to either sit or play a different quarterback when you're trying to keep your paycheck coming in, because we all like paychecks. Starting with the Jets, I mean, you know, Fitzpatrick is going to be reevaluated, but I would imagine it's time to pull the trigger on Bryce Petty and then Christian Hackenberg in that order to see whether or not these guys have anything that they can contribute, not only in the short term, but in the long term.
Yeah, and I think that makes a lot of sense. I mean, you know, they've already benched Fitzpatrick once. They had to go back to him because of the injury to Geno Smith. And, you know, even at that point, I think people felt like, is there even anything to see with Geno anymore? I mean, really, there was this sort of slim hope that he had kind of done some good things and they were prepping him in the offseason when Fitzpatrick was unsigned. But I think the long-term vision was always to sort of see what those last 2 guys can do. And, you know, Petty's a little bit older, too. I mean, I think he's going to be turning 26 next year. So, you know, you kind of need to see what you've got there. And I thought he made some decisive throws on Sunday. I mean, I thought coming in cold like he did, you know, all things considered, there was still a little bit of an energy in the air when he came in, at least. And so, you know, not a perfect performance, but encouraging enough to say, let's give him a little run here and let's see, because you know, things are kind of slipping away a little bit. And, you know, frankly, this defense now is prone to giving up big plays and missed assignments. And so we kind of need a little juice from the offense. So I think that's there. My guess is that Hackenberg, if he does get in, it's probably not going to be till down the road. I realize we're now into the second half of the season. Most teams have played 8 or 9 games. So, you know, times are running out here, so they kind of have to play it by ear and see where they're at as a team, how well Petty's doing, And also, you know, is Hackenberg prepared to get a start at some point, or is he just going to be a mop-up duty at some point at the end of the season?
Well, it also leads me to the second part of this. And Joe and I are both big believers in stability within organizations. But honestly, I'm looking at Todd Bowles, and I'm seeing a guy that I think is overmatched on the sidelines. And I don't mean it just as an X's and O's perspective. But if you look at that defense and look, nobody expected Darrell Revis to fall off the cliff like he has.
Right.
But they're not playing with intensity on defense. They don't stop teams in key moments. He's a very low-key guy, which I don't necessarily believe you got to tear down locker rooms and, you know, pull a Coach Orgeron and throw chairs through walls and meetings and things along those lines. But it seems as if the team is following the lead of the coach and that they just don't play with an intensity that I think you need to win in this league. And I'm wondering if his job is going to be in jeopardy at the end of the year.
You know, it's on one level you say to yourself, my gosh, I mean, they were 10-5 heading into the final game last season. You know, they were kind of the darlings last year, you know, and Fitzpatrick had this magical year, maybe covered up some of the warts that we didn't see beneath the surface and all that stuff. They lose, they miss the playoffs. Still a successful year overall, I believe, all things considered. And they came into this year, and people were sort of confused as to how good they really were, but we thought the defense would be good. We assumed Fitzpatrick would at least be competent. How much is that of that is on coaching? How much of it is on the front office that, you know, didn't have their quarterback signed? And I understand there's a negotiation process, but you got to also build some rapport with these guys. And, you know, there's been an issue with play calling on offense. Obviously, they lose Eric Decker. That's something to take into consideration. The offensive line has gone through a change. These are all excuses. I mean, I'm rolling them out like I'm fighting for his job or something. But to go from a coach of the year candidate last year to on the cutting room floor this year seems a little extreme to me. But I see what you're talking about. Those things are real. Those aren't made up things that you're talking about. So I feel like even though Woody Johnson has been the owner of the Jets, has been sort of an impatient guy, I could see there being some tension towards the end of the season and his job at least being discussed.
Okay, I think that's fair. And, Joe's erring on the side. You know, he's off today, but he's erring on the side of he gets at least another year, but he's on the hot seat. And I can certainly see it, but for me, it's the smell test, it's the eye test, and I don't like what I'm smelling and I don't like what I'm seeing. It certainly stinks down in Jacksonville. And Bradley's going to be gone. I mean, you talk about the impatient owner to the patient owner. I mean, there's nobody more patient on the planet in sports than Khan. And the wrath of Khan's going to come down at the end of the season, and it's going to cost Bradley his job. But I want to focus on the quarterback for a second. And Blake Bortles gone from, you know, Pro Bowl caliber quarterback last year to a guy that there's something going on between the ears, and it's filtering down to everything, mechanics, decision-making, the whole nine yards. I put this question out there. If you're Gus Bradley, and I know you're fighting for your job, would it still benefit the team in the big picture to sit Bortles for a game, let Chad Henne go in, let Bortles get it straight between the ears, and maybe that helps him for the second half of this season going forward? Or just, you know, I'll put this to you, can you just not do that because you're fighting for your life?
Yeah, I think there is sort of a self-preservation element that is always going to be influencing coaching moves, and that would definitely fall under that. I mean, I would have to say that's exactly the case. You know, they've already made a change at offensive coordinator. You know, Blake Bortles is flying in private quarterback coaches to help him. I mean, do you not have somebody on staff who can help him? That's a problem to me. You know, if the guys who've been working with him now for a few years are unable to change his mechanics, what's some guy from somewhere else going to come in a couple days and snap his fingers and everything's okay? We saw yesterday that's not the case. Maybe some of the mechanical stuff was a little tighter. I mean, again, I didn't watch every snap yesterday, but I saw a good chunk of that game. And you know, I mean, in the Thursday loss to the Titans, it was the first half was ridiculous. You know, bringing the ball to his hip. I mean, he looked like he was doing Kabuki theater out there at times. And I couldn't believe it. I was thinking, look, I'm no quarterback, but I know that is not good. And, you know, making the ball go through this crazy motion before it ever gets released. The thing is that I credit my colleague Frank Schwab on this. He pointed out in the offseason, he said, did you notice the first and second half splits for Bortles? Not first half of the season, second half of the season, but in games. First and second quarter of games, his stats were very meager, very, you know, average. And in the third and fourth quarters of the game, he lit it up. And oftentimes last year, you know, they were playing catch-up, down two touchdowns, having to throw, defenses going into sort of safe mode a little bit. And so I feel like a little bit of his 2015 season was something of a mirage. And we have to judge this guy based on, hey, you know, the kid who played so well in the Fiesta Bowl in the face of pressure, you know, is now looking like somebody who's kind of a deer in headlights and looking a little spooked when games are tight, when defenses are throwing a lot at him and they're not playing simple zones and deep coverage and all that stuff. So I think there's maybe more there than just, you know, the mechanical issue. Like you said, there's probably a mental issue too. And I'm not saying he's dumb or whatever. It's just a matter of, can he handle it? So I don't know. I mean, you're right. I think they move on from Bradley. Is it Josh McDaniels you bring in? Is it Kyle Shanahan? Is it somebody like that who can just spend time getting him right? That feels like the direction that I think they would go. An offensive coach who can help, you know, try to get this guy out of the gutter a little bit.
Interesting. I've got you for about four more minutes. I want to explore just another avenue, and we're being joined by Eric Edholm from Yahoo Sports. You know, I my theme today has been quarterback play and quarterbacks in general. And, you know, some of the bottom feeders, and you look at Cleveland, who I don't think is going to win a football game this year, and you look at San Francisco that just runs the bizarro system with the bizarro coach. And to me, the toughest decision a personnel guy has to make, a general manager has to make these days, is choosing a quarterback because none of them play in a pro system in college anymore. And I think the evaluation process is tough. I've seen guys like Deshaun Kizer and Watson and Trubisky, and, you know, he plays in more or less a pro set. But if I'm a GM and I'm looking at San Francisco and Cleveland specifically, I don't know that I necessarily go quarterback, even as bad as we are, because you have so many needs, and I maybe even consider trading out again in the case of Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, and it's a great point. It's something that, you know, I do a lot of the draft coverage for Shutdown Corner, and I try to look big picture. Like, am I going to know who the, you know, North Carolina A&T defensive tackle is? Probably not until very late in the process. So, yeah, those are the things that I'm thinking about right now. And Charles Robinson, great NFL columnist for Yahoo Sports, wrote about that. The Browns' decision, who will they go with? And he said the same thing you did. He doesn't see a victory on that schedule. Maybe the Chargers late, maybe the Steelers if they're, you know, pulling Roethlisberger or something like that, or if they're in the playoffs and don't need a win, that kind of a deal. So, yeah, don't exactly see a lot of opportunities to win a football game now that they've let a couple go. So they have two first-round picks. They have 2 seconds. They're probably going to have the first or second pick in the third round. So you're talking about five of the top 65 or 66 picks. That's a pretty good cachet there where you can say, if we don't love a quarterback at one, if there's not that guy who just blows us away and Hugh Jackson thinks, you know, in a year or two, we've got something Cam Newton-like, you know, we've got a special rare talent, then why waste the pick? Why go down that road again? Because the Browns have done it so many times. And, you know, from Brandon Whedon to Brady Quinn to Johnny Manziel to you name it. I mean, Tim Couch even. And Tim Couch might have been the best quarterback they've had since, you know, the 2.0 franchise. So, you know, it just, and I happen to think Kessler has more than I realized he had. And maybe he's somebody you compete with. You know, so you're right. If you think Jonathan Allen or Myles Garrett, you know, is that rare defender, you go get him at one. I'm starting to think that. And, you know, maybe you can come back at 20 with a quarterback. Maybe it's someone in the second round. You can trade up or down to get somebody. So, yeah, I'm kind of thinking along those same lines. And other than maybe Trubisky or Brad Kaya, there really aren't those pro-style quarterbacks who fit into a box what you're looking for in the NFL typically.
Well, Eric, I appreciate the couple minutes, man. Just give the social media before we let you out the door, and don't remember duck and cover when you're cooking.
Yeah, that's right. Right. Well, check us out on Twitter, Eric_Edholm, and we've got a lot going on Mondays. We've got power rankings coming out after tonight's game, and we had a great Sunday. We had a lot of good content up there at the Showtime Corner on Yahoo Sports, so it's been a fun season, even if everybody else seems to think that it's not that fun.
We appreciate it, but hell, that's just the players. What do they know? Thanks for the time, man.
Exactly.
I appreciate it. We'll get you on down the line.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Eric Edholm from the Shutdown Corner, Yahoo Sports, bringing it as he always does. And I wanted to get his opinion on that. Opinions are like, you know what? I have one, but I want to hear other people's. And he's kind of on the same page as far as that goes with the quarterbacks. It's going to be a tenuous situation for all these franchises that are losing right now. We're going to step aside. I'll give you a quick Monday night preview when we come back. This is the Spano and Black Attack. Don't go anywhere.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. Hope you enjoyed the couple hours. It was a lot of fun today. Thanks to Robert for getting it done. Thanks to Eric Edholm for coming on board as well. Go to Shutdown Corner. It's a really cool site, and he does the job really well for Yahoo Sports. And, look, it's the National Football League is interesting in a lot of ways. Quarterback play not being the least of it. Quarterback play tonight should be interesting. I don't know if Russell Wilson's going to be able to get it done. They're at home in Seattle, which is why I'm thinking the Bills are going to lose this football game. I wouldn't be surprised if it goes the other way. They're almost mirror images at this point in time. Seattle gets the better quarterback play, but man, he's got to be healthy, and Rex is going to come at him with everything, trying to make him move around and put pressure on those legs, which he is definitely having issues with. I'll take Seattle and a squeaker in a game that's probably going to set offensive football back about 50 years. Well, that's it for this edition of The Attack. As I said, thanks to everybody. Joe and I will be back tomorrow with a full-fledged edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Have a great day, everybody.